Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Amy Cuddy's. Sophie, I have to ask, did you ever watch her TED Talk before reading the book?
I did, and honestly, I thought I knew what the book was about. But it's so much deeper than just strike a power pose before a meeting. The book really digs into what it means to be present, not just confident, but truly in the moment.
Right? And she starts with this really personal story. She was in a terrible car accident in her 20s, traumatic brain injury, told she'd never fully recover. And that experience gave her this profound understanding of imposter syndrome.
Yeah, she felt like a fraud for years after. And that's the core of the book, this idea that imposter syndrome isn't a mental disorder, it's a state of being. And the way out isn't through positive thinking, it's through your body.
So the central mechanism is power posing, but it's not about walking into a room and striking a pose in front of everyone. It's about a private 2-minute ritual before a high-stakes situation.
Exactly. You find a bathroom stall, an empty elevator, whatever. You stand with your feet apart, shoulders back, chest open, hands on your hips. You take up space. And for 2 minutes, your brain gets the message. We are safe. We are in control.
And the science is wild. Your testosterone goes up, that's the dominance and assertiveness hormone, and your cortisol goes down, which is your stress hormone. So you're literally chemically altering your body to be more resilient.
It's a physiological hack. And the opposite is true too. When you slump, cross your arms, make yourself small, you signal low power to your brain. Cortisol spikes, testosterone drops, and you get trapped in a feedback loop of anxiety.
That's the physiology of the imposter, right? And Cuddy makes this really important distinction. The goal isn't to become aggressive or domineering. It's about personal power, the power to be authentic.
Right.
When you're in that high cortisol state, you're in survival mode. You're worried about what others think. You're self-monitoring constantly. You can't be present because all your mental energy is spent on defense.
But when you use your body to shift your physiology, you move from defensive to expansive. You become a better listener, more open, more creative. You're not trying to impress anymore. You're trying to connect.
There's a great study she cites where people who power posed before mock job interviews were more likely to be selected for hire. Not because they were more qualified, but because they were more present and authentic.
And that's the thing. Presence isn't about having all the answers. It's about being comfortable with the questions. It's about feeling the fear and choosing to act anyway.
One part that really got me was the distinction between power and willpower. She argues that willpower is a limited resource, like a muscle that gets tired. But power is a state of being, a feeling of resourcefulness and agency.
So when you feel powerful, you don't need to exert willpower to push through a difficult task. You just act in line with your authentic self. And the fastest way to access that state is through your body.
A 2-minute power pose isn't an act of willpower. It's a physiological shortcut to a powerful state. And she also addresses the authenticity criticism head-on. Some people say power posing is faking it, which is inauthentic.
Right, but she flips that. She says the imposter feeling is the ultimate inauthenticity. The anxious, self-doubting version of you isn't your true self. It's a version hijacked by fear. Power posing isn't putting on a mask. It's taking one off.
Yes, you're not pretending to be powerful. You're remembering that you already are. And that's the phrase she's famous for. Fake it till you become it. It's not a cynical trick. It's a courageous act of self-creation.
I love that. And the book is full of stories of people who use this to overcome crippling social anxiety. ACE interviews give powerful speeches. It's not overnight transformation. It's gradual self-discovery.
The final takeaway for me is this. Stop waiting for permission. We think we need to feel confident before we act confidently. But Cuddy says the opposite. Presence leads to success. Act your way into a new way of thinking, not the other way around.
So next time the imposter creeps in, you have a choice. You can shrink or expand. You can hide or take up space. And your body can remind your brain that you belong.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library's over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
That's the one thing I'm taking away. Presence isn't a permanent state of confidence. It's the ability to be fully in the moment, attuned to yourself, and able to express that authentically. And you can practice at any time, anywhere.
The power to be present is already within you. All you have to do is stand up straight and claim it. We'll see you in the next one.